好，那弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, friends, have a blessful, peaceful Sunday.
愿神赐福大家，能怀着一颗敬畏上帝、热爱上帝的心来到恩典堂。
May God bless you all and come to Grace Church with a heart that fears God and loves God.
因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
For the Lord does not look at man as man, but men look at the outward appearance, but Lord look at the heart of people.
今天我和莹莹姐妹合作，继续学习《使徒行传》，与大家分享作为信徒应该有什么样的心态来侍奉我们的主。
Today I'm working with Sister Ying Ying, that's me, and I have honor working with David. Continue to study the book of Acts and share with you what it is to like to serve our Lord as believers.
Before we start, please join me to welcome our sister, Yin Yin. Yeah,
Thank you.
this is her first time doing English translation. Please welcome. 今天是莹莹姐妹第一次参加我们的这个翻译师事工，愿神祝福她也感谢神的带领我们也衷心的希望有更多的姐妹弟兄们参与神的事工。愿神赐福我们一颗顺服的心。
May the Lord give us an obedient heart.
这是我们今年我的几个分享的题目今天是第二个。今天的经文是在《使徒行传》的第五章第17节到42节。
Today's text is found in Acts 5:17 to 42.
因为今天的经文比较长，我来浓缩一下。
Since today's text is long, I will condense it.
耶稣的十二使徒从主耶稣升天后的第一个五旬节被圣灵浇灌后，在不同的时间、不同的场合传讲主的道，见证复活的大能。
After being poured out by the Holy Spirit on the first Pentecost, after the ascensions of Lord Jesus, the 12 apostles preached the word of Lord on various occasions and times.
他们治病赶鬼，带领一批又一批的人归入主名下。
They testified to the power of resurrection, smelled the sick, and cast out the demons.
这招来的大祭司和撒都该人的记恨，就把他们关在监狱里。
This aroused the jealousy of high priests and the Sadducees, who imprisoned the apostles.
但主的使者夜间开了监门，领他们出来，说：“你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。使徒听了这话，天将亮的时候，就进殿里去教训人。
But the angels of Lord opened the prison door by night and brought them out. He said, Go and stand in the temple and speak the word of life to people. And when the apostles had heard these words, they went into the temple to teach at the dawn of the day.
没有犹豫，没有耽搁，没有选择退撤和逃跑。使徒们夜里刚被带出监狱，天将亮的时候就进殿里去教训人。
Without hesitation, without delay, without the choice of retreat or flight, the apostles went into the temple to teach as soon as they were taken out of prison at night and when it was about to dawn.
要是我可能会做个祷告，感谢主带我走出困境，也会求神让我回去休息一下，看看家人，养足了精神，再来好好做见证，传讲神的话语。
If I were them, I might pray and thank the Lord for bringing me out of my troubles, or I will ask God to let me go back and rest, see my family, and be able to bear witness and preach God's word afterwards.
是的。我们经常想，主啊，我真的爱你，相信你。但等我把这段的时间的工作忙完了以后，等我的孩子再大一点，再让我多一点收入，我一定好来好好的侍奉你。
Yes, we often think, Lord, I really love you and believe in you, but when I'm done with all this time, when my children are older, when I earn some more money, I'll come and serve you well.
但使徒们选择了顺服，顺服者的旨意。
But apostles choose obedience.
在第二十九节的经文里头，彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺从人，顺从神，不顺从人的是应当的。”
Obedience to the will of the Lord. In verse 29, Peter and the apostles answered, "It is right to obey God and not to men."
信心于神。顺服于神是基督徒的两个最大的祝福。
Faith in God and obedience to God are the two greatest blessings of the Christians.
今天我们借使徒们这段经历与大家分享三个方面。
Today we use the experience of the apostles to share with you the three aspects.
在顺服中带来突破，在顺服中战胜困难，在顺服中享受主所赐的平安。
Bringing breakthrough in obedience, overcoming difficulties in obedience, enjoy peace of the Lord in obedience.
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢父神给我们这个机会，让我们思索你的话语。愿你的圣灵在我们的当中，愿你祝福恩典他。这祷告不配，奉基督耶稣的名求， Amen。埃及不是以色列人的应许之地，亚杜兰洞不是大卫的皇宫，坟墓里头找不到耶稣。Egypt is not a promised land for the Israel, and you cannot find Jesus in the grave. 那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者，也不会让他的子民永远待在监狱里。
Oh, but you were not chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light.
今天你也许被一件在最近的生活中不愉快的事情给困扰。Recently, you may have some trouble with your life, your work. 也许你的事业发展到了一个瓶颈，你的家庭暂时碰到了财政的困难，亲人的病痛，你的心情也许不好，忧郁。
Today, you may be troubled by an unpleasant event that has happened in your life recently. You may have reached a bottleneck in your career. Your family has encountered some financial problems. Your loved ones may be sick. You're in a bad mood, depressed, and your spirit is bound.
但我们的主要带你出来，他要你明白，他要你让你做更大的事。
But the Lord you believe in will bring you out, and he wants you to understand. He wants you to do greater.
他要你与他同工，成就他的道，生命之道。
To work with the Lord to fulfill his word, the way of life.
因为唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，神要在他的子民身上成就更大的。
For you alone are chosen people, royal priests, a holy nation, people of God. God will accomplish greater in his people.
从人的角度看，天使的这个命令似乎有很多不合理的地方，至少不近人情。
From a human point of view, there are many irrationalities in this command of angels, at least impersonal.
第一个，地点不合适。
First, the location is not suitable.
为什么呢？在这之前，使徒们已经很多成功的传宣讲主的信息，带领3000人、5000人信主， 现在偏要去圣殿，去犹大公会宣讲。
Why? The apostles have been very successful in preaching the message of the Lord, bringing 3,000, 5,000 people to Christ. Now I want to go to temple to Jewish Union.
时间似乎也不对。
The time doesn't seem right either.
犹太人一天3次到圣殿里头的祷告。
The Jewish went to temple 3 times a day to pray.
早上9点的时候，那时候人多，影响也大。彼得和约翰，不就是那个时候在当众，在这个圣殿的每门的门口医治的天生不能走路的残疾人吗？
At 9 o'clock in the morning, when there were many people and great influence, wasn't the hour of prayer for Peter and John to heal the disabled man who was born unable to walk at the gate of the temple?
似乎福音宣讲的对象也不对。
The gospel is not preached to the right audience, seems like.
这些祭司长、犹大公会，不正是最恨耶稣、恨基督徒、把耶稣钉上十字架的人吗？
Chief priests weren't the guild of Judah, the ones who hated Jesus the most, hated Christians and crucified Jesus?
是的，在外人看来，基督十字架的奥秘永远无法理解，耶稣的复活永远是一个神奇的故事而已。
Yes, the mystery of cross of Christ can never be understood to outsiders. And the resurrection of Jesus is not just a miraculous story.
圣经告诉我们，这是一条你们没有走过的路。
The Bible has told us it's a path that you haven't taken.
神的道高过人的道，
The word of God is higher than the words of man.
神的智慧无法测度，他在做新事。
God's wisdom is immeasurable, and He's doing new things.
哥林多前书第2章第9节里头告诉我们，神为他人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见。耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
As it was mentioned in Corinthians 2:9-10. As it's written, the things which God has prepared for them that love him are not seen by eyes, neither heard by ears, nor thought of by heart.
这样一看来，似乎我们的主是很随意的一个主，很飘忽不定的，无法跟随的。
In this way, it seems that our Lord is very casual, very floating, and cannot follow. In fact, the Bible tells us repeatedly that Lord's word is very clear and consistent.
Thank you.
I'm
没
sorry.
问，其实圣经里头反复的告诉我们，主的话是非常明确的，而且自始至终。关键是你是否选择相信，是否愿意顺服。
The point is whether you choose to believe, to obey.
神对人的第一句话就是：园中各样的树上的果子你都可以随意吃，只是分别是。善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
God's first words to man, that's from Genesis 2:16-17. And the Lord God said unto him, Thou shalt eat of the trees of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat,
这句
for
话。
in the day thou shalt not eat of it, thou shalt surely die.
这句话明确不明确？
Is it ambiguous?
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
And the Lord said unto Abram, Depart from thy country, thy kindred, and thy father's house, and go into the land which I shall shew thee. That's Genesis 12:1.
”明确不明确？
Ambiguous?
轮到你我，我们会去吗？
When is your turn and mine? Will we go?
亚伯拉罕选择的去。
Abraham chose to go.
耶稣说：“我是道路，是真理，是生命。你们若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." John 14:6.
明确不明确？
Is that ambiguous?
在马可福音的第一章第九到第十一节里头，经文告诉我们，那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
From Mark 1:9-11, and it came to pass at that time that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was not baptized by John in the Jordan. And as soon as he came up out of water, he saw that the heavens were broken, and the Holy Ghost descended upon him like a dove. And when a voice from heaven said, "Thou art my beloved Son, and I am pleased with thee."
明确不明确？
Unambiguous.
父神说，耶稣是他的爱子，你相信吗？
God the Father says that Jesus is his beloved son. Do you believe it?
我们也真的爱耶稣吗？
Do you really love Jesus as God the Father does?
耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
From John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
爱主有多深，你就有多少的顺服。
As much as you love the Lord, you will obey.
当我们也有像耶稣那样的爱，我们也就有像耶稣那样的顺服。
When we have the love that Jesus did, we also have the obedience that Jesus did.
我们也就能够大胆地走进主的圣殿，扩展我们的境界，也能够刚强壮胆，对付各种不能预测的困难。
We can also boldly enter the temple of the Lord and expand our realm. There are also strong and courageous people who walk into all kinds of unpredictable difficulties.
在基督徒的天路历程中，顺服与我们的困难总是相伴同行。
In the Christian pilgrim journey, obedience goes hand in hand with our difficulties.
亚伯拉罕在顺服中准备献上老年得子的以撒。
In obedience, Abraham prepared to sacrifice his only son, Isaac.
一个在旷野流亡、整日与羊群在一起的摩西，在顺服中要去面对世界最大的法老，埃及，最大权势的埃及法老。
Isaac, an old man, the Moses who was in exile of wilderness and spent his days with the flock, had to face the world's most powerful pharaoh of Egypt.
我们的主耶稣更是知难而行。
And our Lord Jesus went straight through the difficulties.
路加福音第十三章三十一节到三十三节，正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为西律想要杀你。”耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天的事就成全了。虽然这样，今天、明天、后天我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外上面是不能的。”
Luke 13:31-33, and it came to pass at that time that some of the Pharisees it came to him and said, "Get out of here, for Herod he wants to kill thee." And Jesus said unto them, "Go and speak unto the fox, and say, Tomorrow I will cast out demons and heal the sick, and on the third day my deed shall be fulfilled."
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。 他既得以完全，就为凡顺服他的人生了永远得救的根源。
From Hebrews 5:8-9, though he was a son, he learned to learn obedience through his afflictions, and being made perfect, he was the source of everlasting salvation for all who obeyed him.
Aldalia 出生的，现年43岁的其人 Nick 生来肢体就是有残废的，从肩部开始没有上肢，从臀部开始没有下肢。
Nick, 43, who's Australian, was born with a physical disability. Starting from the shoulders, there are no upper limbs. Starting from the buttocks, there are no lower limbs.
15岁那年，Nick 读到圣经中一个天生瞎眼的人，耶稣说："发生在他身上的事，是要显出神的作为来。
When he was 15 years old, Nick read about a man who was born blind in Bible. Jesus said what happened to him was to show the works of God.
”当他读到那段经文时，感到一股信心的热潮向他扑来，心境变得平静。
And as he read that chapter, he felt a wave of faith rushed upon him, and his mind became calm.
他相信发生在他身上的事，神必有他的美意，他顺服神的安排。
He believed that what happened to him, God would have his plan.
他从19岁开始献身传道，在亚洲、非洲、美洲十几个国家向千百万人传福音，为主做见证。
Since the age of 19, he has been preached the gospel to millions of people in more than 10 countries in Asia, Africa, and Americas, bearing witness to the Lord.
是2005年 Nick 成立的一个福音的机构。向全世界过7亿的人传播福音，使上百万的人归主主的名下。
Since 2005, Nick has founded an evangelistic organization that has reached more than 700 million people around the world, bringing millions of people to Christ.
他也出版了很多书，其中的这一个是一本他的书。
Out of many books that he published, what you're seeing on the screen are some of his publishings.
是一个不能阻挡的信心的力量。
Is the power of unstoppable faith.
人们经常问 Nick 如何保持乐观，如何找到力量来克服残疾。
People often ask Nick how I stay positive and where you find strength.
Nick 总是告诉他们："我祷告上帝给我帮助，并充分运用无限的信心。"
Nick's answer was always, I pray for God's help and then exercise unstoppable faith.
有人问尼克："你到底发生了什么事？你怎么撑过来的？"
People always ask Nick, what happened to you and how did you overcome?
那个通常就是回答："把墙转变为门。"
So, as you've seen in his book's title, Nick always replies, I'm transforming the walls into doors.
或者更清楚一点，就是说把障碍变成机会。
Or more incorporately speaking, he's changing the obstacles into opportunities.
他说："我没有得到奇迹，但我相信上帝可以创造奇迹。"
So in Nick's words, he's saying, sure, I didn't get a miracle. Yeah, I believe in God who can do miracles.
所以我的鞋柜里头有一双鞋。
So I have a pair of shoes I keep in my closet.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我看到失明的人能看，失聪耳聋的人可以听见。
I've seen blind people seeing and deaf people hearing.
如果上帝不能改变我的情况，他将会让我的生命成为他人的奇迹。 即使你没有得到奇迹，你还是可以成为别人的奇迹。
That's fine if you don't believe me, but I realize something. If God doesn't change my circumstances, He's going to use my life to be a miracle for someone else. When you don't get a miracle, you can still be a miracle for someone else.
我们能成为别人的奇迹吗？我们能成为别人的祝福吗？
Can we be a miracle for others? Can we bring blessing to others' life?
We 那个是主的器皿。
Undoubtedly, Nick is the instrument of the Lord.
和当年的使徒们一样，向我们展示了被主改变的生命。
And like the apostles of his day, they showed us the life that Lord has changed.
我们有信心，有积极的乐观，顺服于神。
Their faith, positivity, and obedience to God.
在顺服中克服困难，突破障碍，也在顺服中享受主内的平安。
Overcome difficulties and obstacles in obedience, and also enjoy the peace in the Lord while in obedience.
使徒们被发现在圣殿，就被大祭司和同伙带到了犹大的公会。
When apostles were found in the temple and brought to Sanhedrin by the high priest and his associates,
在被威胁的时候，他们继续宣讲复活的耶稣。
When threatened, the apostle continued to preach about the resurrected Jesus.
公会的人就极其恼怒，想杀他们。
The Sanhedrin was exacerbated and tried to kill them.
这时受，犹太人尊重的律法师，也就是使徒保罗的导师，加马列出来说话。
When Gamaliel, a lawyer, respected by the Jews and the teacher of apostles Paul came to speak.
公会的人听从了他，就是加马列的话，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名传道，就把他们释放了。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。他们每天在殿里，在家里，不住地教训人，传耶稣是基督。
And the Sanhedrin's hearkened unto him and called the apostles and smote them and commanded them not to preach in the name of Jesus. And they were released. And when they departed from Sanhedrin, their hearts rejoiced because they were reckoned worthy to be reproached for him. And they did not cease to teach every day in the temple and in their houses, preaching that Jesus is the Christ.
被打了一顿，却心里欢喜，这是真正经历过主的生命。
Got beaten but rejoiced. This is the life of true experience of the Lord.
在逆境中继续与主同行，是主给我们基督徒的恩典。
Continuing to walk with the Lord in the face of adversity is Lord's grace to us as Christians.
主告诉我们：“我将这些事。”告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界了。
The Lord tells us, I tell you these things that you may have peace in me. You have turbulence in the world, but be of good cheer that I have overcome the world.
弟兄姐妹们，你们可能会想，你不是在说顺服吗？和这段经文有什么关系呢？
Brothers and sisters, you may be wondering, aren't you talking about obedience? And what does that have to do with this passage?
实际上，尽管我们信主多年，我们真的认识耶稣吗？
In fact, despite our years of faith, do we really know Jesus?
我们真的重生了吗？
Are we really born again?
我们真的与主合而为一了吗？
Are we really one with the Lord?
约翰·卫斯理，Methodist 的创始人，英国著名的布道家。
John Wesley, founder of Methodist and a well-known British evangelist.
从1739在52年的期间，他的脚中踏遍美国的每一个角，英国的每一个角落，总共旅行了25000里。
For 52 years, from 1739 onwards, he traveled to every corner of England, especially in towns, mines, and new industry areas. He traveled 25,000 miles.
在约翰·卫斯理的一生当中，他讲道超过40000次，在有些场合，会众会超过20000人以上。
During John's lifetime, he preached more than 40,000 times. On some occasions, the congregation exceeded 20,000 people.
他23岁的时候就被选为牛津大学的院士，25岁就是牛津大学的牧师。
He was elected as a fellow of Oxford University at the age of 23, and a priest of Oxford University at the age of 25.
他的才华为人公认。
His talent is widely recognized.
他极其严谨的祷告、敬拜、祭品、探访监狱里的犯人。
He prayed very strictly, worshipped, gave to the poor, visited prisoners in prison.
但他的信仰就在他33岁的时候却遇到了挑战。
But his faith was challenged at the age of 33.
他与主的关系也真正的重生。
And his relationship with the Lord was truly reborn.
那是在从英格兰横渡大西洋往美国Georgia Savannah 的船上。
It was on the ship that crossed the Atlantic from England to Savannah, Georgia, USA.
风浪翻腾使 John Wesley 非常恐慌。
John Wesley panicked when the wind and waves were churning.
但他却发现了一群来自德国的新教徒异常的镇定与平安。
But he found a group of Protestants from Germany unusually calm and peaceful.
到岸了以后，新教徒里头一个传教士叫 Spangenberg 问了 John Wesley 几个问题。
Upon landing, Angus Spangenberg, a missionary in the groups of Protestants, asked John Wesley a few questions.
神的灵和你的心是否一同见证你是神的儿子？
Do the Spirit of God bear witness with your heart that you are the Son of God?
约翰·卫斯理听了这问题，他很惊讶，对这个问题，他突然发现对这个问题很生疏，他不知道怎么回答。
John Wesley was astonished at this question, which was unfamiliar to him, and he did not know how to answer it.
Spangenberg 又问他：“你认识基督耶稣吗？”
Sensing his astonishment, Holmberg Spurgeon asked him, "Do you know Jesus Christ?"
John Wesley 还是犹豫了一下，回答说：“我知道他是世界的救主。”
John Wesley hesitated a little and replied, "I know that he's the savior of the world."
接下来，Spangenberg 又问他：“诚然，但是你知道不知道他已经拯救了你？”
Then Spangenberg asked, "Yes, but do you know that he has saved you?"
John Wesley 还是很犹豫，他回答说：“我希望他是为救赎我而死的。”
John Wesley froze again, and he replied, "I wish he had died to redeem me."
最后一个问题就是：“你知道不知道自己？”
Spurgeon finally asked, "Do you know yourself?"
John Wesley 在日记当中记下了这段对话，并加上评语说：“恐怕当时我所说的话都是空话吧。”
John Wesley later recorded in this conversation in his diary, adding, "I'm afraid what I said at that time was empty words."
这个时候，约翰·卫斯理才意识到他救恩没有清楚的认识，他知道他缺乏内在的真正的平安。
At this time, John Wesley realized that he did not have a clear understanding of salvation, and he knew that he lacked true peace within him.
今天我也愿意用这几个问题来问我自己和我们大家。
Today, I would like to ask you and myself these questions.
神的灵和你的心是否一同见证你是神的儿子？
Do the Spirit of God and your heart bear witness that you are a son of God?
你认识耶稣基督吗？你真正的认识基督耶稣吗
？Do you really know Jesus Christ?
你知道不知道他已经拯救了你？
Do you know that if he has saved you?
你知道不知道自己？
Do you know yourself?
只有我们真正的认识了耶稣，我们也才能真正认识自己。
Only when we truly know Jesus can we truly know ourselves.
才能真正的顺服于耶稣，以主合而为一。
Truly obey Jesus and become one with the God the Son.
在我们的所有的事上，才能以主为大，完全顺服于他，在困难和挫折中有真正的平安。
In all our affairs, we magnify the Lord, submit ourselves completely to Him, and have true peace in the midst of difficulties and setbacks.
我们低头结束祷告。
Okay, let's pray together.
父神，谢谢您赐给我们耶稣，让我们在他里边学会顺服，在困难面前更加信心立足。这祷告不配，奉基督耶稣的名求。
Thank you, Father, for giving us Jesus. Let us learn obedience in Him, be more confident in the Lord in the face of difficulties and obstacles. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.